From WCMU Public Media, this is Between the Lakes, a weekly recap of the top news stories impacting central and northern Michigan. I'm AJ Jones, filling in today for Tina Sawyer. Coming up on the show, helping young children in Michigan reach their reading milestones can be as easy as a doctor's visit.
It's about calling out all of the positive activities that parents and caregivers are already doing with their kids in the exam room.
Find out how parents and physicians are honing literacy skills through a nonprofit reading program. And this week's brain teaser features a Kellogg, but it has nothing to do with cereal. That's coming up, but first, these headlines. The FBI says Thursday's attack on a Metro Detroit synagogue was a, quote, targeted act of violence against the Jewish community. Officials say it could have been much worse. An armed man drove a vehicle into the synagogue, which also houses an early childhood center, but was killed by security before harming any students or staff. One security guard was also injured. The Department of Homeland Security named Ayman Mohammed Ghazali as the suspect. He was born in Lebanon in 1985 and came to the U.S. in 2001 on a visa for permanent residency. He became a citizen in 2016. Governor Gretchen Whitmer paid a visit to the White House this week to meet with President Donald Trump. Among other things, the president agreed to deliver more federal funds to help northern Michigan recover from ice storms that pummeled the region last spring. We have more from Rick Pluta.
The White House and the governor's office both released statements following the meeting. Whitmer Press Secretary Stacey LaRouche says the additional money will help residents, small businesses, and utilities still facing substantial costs of rebuilding after the ice storms. The governor also provided an update to the president on the deadly tornadoes that hit southwest Michigan last week. The talks also included the new fighter mission at Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Macomb County and funding for a barrier project to protect the Great Lakes from invasive carp. I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.
The future of a controversial energy pipeline that cuts a path through the Straits of Mackinac was argued before the state Supreme Court this week. Enbridge Energy has proposed encasing a section of the line inside a tunnel. A tribe and environmental group say the state did not conduct a full assessment of whether Enbridge's plan would sufficiently protect the Great Lakes from an oil spill. Riaz Kanji is an attorney with the Environmental Group for Love of Water. He says more information is needed on the possible risk to the Great Lakes from an oil spill.
So what we want is to get to judgment on them. But the solution is not to go and rush judgment on this whole new project that Enbridge wants to engage in without adequate attention to the safety of that proposal.
Enbridge's attorney says the choice before the courts is between the status quo or making Line 5 safer by putting it in a tunnel. A herd of cows in Charlevoix in northern Lower Michigan has been under investigation since February after state agriculture officials confirmed a cow tested positive for bovine tuberculosis. WCMU's Emma George Griffin has more.
Michigan State veterinarian Nora Wineland says the herd exposed to TB is under quarantine until the threat of the disease is gone. That happens when every cow in the herd passes two rounds of antigen tests. If a cow shows signs of TB during testing, it's culled from the farm and sent to a lab for further examination. Then, Wineland says, the herd must be tested again after 60 days.
Bovine TB is something to be taken very seriously. We do have a history in Michigan of it being capable of spreading between cattle and deer, and that's a concern and something that we're keenly wishing to understand.
She says it's unclear if this herd was exposed to the disease by deer, but isolating cattle and feed from wildlife is essential in preventing bovine TB. Deer hunting also helps mitigate the disease. I'm Emma George Griffin, WCMU News.
And now, it's time for this week's brain teaser. I'll pull from a hat either a random fun fact, a riddle, or a quiz question, all meant to tease your brain this weekend. Let's draw today's teaser. This week's teaser is a Michigan fun fact. Cereal maker and inventor Dr. John Harvey Kellogg is credited with introducing these animals to Battle Creek, Michigan in the 1930s. What was it? Again, cereal maker and inventor Dr. John Harvey Kellogg is credited with introducing these animals to Battle Creek, Michigan in the 1930s. What was it? Feeling fuzzy on the answer? Well, we'll reveal it after this. In her recent State of the State address, Governor Gretchen Whitmer proposed a $625 million investment in literacy as part of her new budget proposal, the largest in state history. The goal is to put money towards programs that connect parents with extra help when kids don't meet their reading milestones. One such nonprofit offering that help is Reach Out and Read Michigan. WCMU's Tina Sawyer recently spoke with Dr. Tiffany Munzer, a developmental pediatrician at the University of Michigan and Reach Out and Read's medical director. Dr. Munzer began the conversation by explaining how the program works.
Reach Out and Read really is a coalition of pediatric providers across the state of Michigan who provide free books to kids as a part of their regular well child checks and serves 1 in 4 low-income families. And so it's not just about the free book, you know, it's about using that book like a stethoscope to really examine how a child is interacting with that book. And it's about calling out all of the positive activities that parents and caregivers are already doing with their kids in the exam room. For instance, the 18-month visit, kids who are exposed to books in their home environment, when you give them a book upside down in the clinic space, they'll know to turn it right side up. They have the cognitive ability to know that that book needs to be turned right side up. So that's already one check that we can have for understanding where a child starts out at.
Tiffany, HarperCollins, which is a book publisher, published a study very recently that showed only 40% of parents are reading to their kids, and many of them Gen Z, calling that act boring. What would you say to these parents to encourage them to read to their children?
It's not just about the reading. It's about building the nurturing relationship with your child. It's about exploring together with your child and trying to get into your child's mind, pointing out all the things that might be interesting or exciting. For instance, at 6 months of age, infants, they don't know that you're not reading the words on the page, and it's okay not to read the words on the page. Kids are really sensory motor learners. They learn from tactile experiences. They might put the book in their mouth. Just narrating what your child is doing can really build those language connections in their brains early on. And we know that some adults haven't had that language-rich environment themselves or haven't had that investment from a systemic standpoint to feel confident in reading. So joining with caregivers to understand where they're at and what is comfortable for them in creating that language-rich environment is really important.
It requires a little creativity on the parents' part, right?
Yes, it really does. You know, for some parents, their first child is really the first opportunity they've had in a very long time to interact with kids.
You were mentioning, too, reading to your child as young as 6 months. So at what age does the whole parent reading with a child dynamic stop, or should it?
Oh, that's a really great question. I think it doesn't have to stop, you know, with the caveat that some kids, you know, as they get to be stronger readers, they really do prefer to read on their own, and that's okay, in which case they can read out loud to the parent or siblings.
And finally, is there anything about the Reach Out and Read program that you would like to bring up that I haven't asked a question about?
One thing is that, you know, unfortunately, our state has lagged behind other states in early childhood literacy. And Reach Out and Read is an evidence-based solution, but the potential is not fully realized yet because there hasn't been the state-level funding support for this program.
I did notice on your list of providers that there's parts of the Eastern UP that aren't covered through this program yet. Is this something for the future?
We really want to expand to the UP especially, but there have just been some funding constraints that have been tricky to navigate. So we're really working on it, and it's such a key and important area of the state.
That was Dr. Tiffany Munzer, medical director for Reach Out and Read Michigan. To find out more about the program, log on to radio.wcmu.org. Now it's time to reveal the answer to this week's Brain Teaser. This week's teaser is a Michigan fun fact. Cereal maker and inventor Dr. John Harvey Kellogg is credited with introducing these animals to Battle Creek, Michigan in the 1930s. What was it? Again, cereal maker and inventor Dr. John Harvey Kellogg is credited with introducing these animals to Battle Creek, Michigan in the 1930s. What was it? The answer is the black squirrel. Yes, Kellogg aimed to diversify the local wildlife, and he believed the black squirrels would drive out the smaller, more aggressive red squirrels, so he brought up a bunch of black squirrels from Kent County to Battle Creek. Unfortunately, Squirrelio's cereal didn't quite make it to the market. That's all for this edition of Between the Lakes. Don't forget to subscribe to the Between the Lakes newsletter linked in the show notes, where you'll find more of our reporting and analysis from the region. Visit our website, radio.wcmu.org, to find out how to listen to your local WCMU radio station. This podcast is produced in part by the members of NABIT Local 412. It was edited and mixed by Rick Brewer. Our theme music comes from Gabe Schall. Mike Horace is our executive producer. And I'm your host, AJ Jones. Enjoy your weekend.